Kumar. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. Activists welcomes cabinet's move to clear outstanding payments to farmers. NGOCC warns of growing hardships in Zambia calls for urgent government intervention. Zelensky heads to Florida for Trump peace talks after Kyiv hit by overnight strikes.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugema Timothy Jilalam. Governance activist Blessed Molenga has welcomed cabinet's decision to mobilize resources to fully set outstanding payments owed to farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, describing the move as timely and long overdue. Ms. Molenga says the decision reflects government's recognition of the critical role small-scale farmers play in national food security and rural livelihoods. She notes that delayed payments have for years placed significant financial strain on farming households, particularly in the rural areas. Ms. Molenga says clearing the payments will enable farmers meet essential household obligations such as school fees, uniforms, and basic needs for their children, while also allowing them to adequately prepare for the next farming season.
Cabinet resolved to mobilize resources to clear debt in full to all farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency is timely, urgently, and welcome. As a resident of Kapirimposhi in Central Province, I would love to see a situation where farmers are paid before schools reopen in January.
Local authorities across Zambia are facing renewed scrutiny over the latest Auditor General's report exposed serious financial mismanagement, weak oversight, and alleged political interference in councils nationwide. Political analyst Lawrence Mwelua says the findings reveal that councils failed to collect more than 280 million kwacha in projected local revenue, while nearly half of the approved council activities were not implemented. A situation he has warned is severely undermining service delivery. He further notes that more than 534 million kwacha in outstanding bills remains uncollected, partly due to weakened enforcement linked to political protection of defaulters.
The Auditor General's report shows the local authorities are collecting under weak leadership, poor revenue collection, and failed project delivery. Councils missed revenue target by 280 million kwacha, abandoned half of their planned activities, left 534 million in bills uncollected, and still operate with valuation rules that are decades outdated. Money is disappearing through missing receipt books, unaccounted revenue, and failure to send development funds to the wards. On the spending side, officers are withdrawing cash illegally.
The non-governmental organization coordinating council has warned that Zambia is facing serious hardships, citing soaring inflation, food shortages, and persistent energy crisis as pressing challenges that require decisive leadership and inclusive policy making. NGOCC board chairperson Beauty Kateve says the crisis of 2025 have intensified daily burdens for citizens, limiting access to education, healthcare, and livelihoods while increasing social vulnerabilities. Ms. Kateve observed that although policies and laws exist to protect vulnerable groups, gaps in implementation leave many without access to critical services. The Zambia Union of Professional Educators, ZUPED, has called on teachers in Chawama to maintain a non-partisan stance and uphold professionalism as the community prepares for the parliamentary by-election scheduled for 16th January 2026. Zobed President Nakuye Zamwene has emphasized that while teachers have the democratic right to vote for a candidate of their choice, they must prioritize their primary role of serving the community and contributing positively to the education sector. Mr. Mwene notes that educators' influence extends beyond the classroom, urging them to exemplify integrity and professionalism amid the electoral process.
I have a duty as the leader of a teacher union for all our members that during the 40 coming by election in Chawama, I aim all our members and all the teaching fraternity in general to remain non-partisan during the process of the by-election. By so doing, we shall show the world that indeed our job is to render service to government without any partisan interest.
And now, business news. Business news.
Energy expert Boniface Zulu has welcomed Cabinet's decision to approve a pilot project for the bulky importation of fuel, saying the move could strengthen energy security and boost the Zambian economy. In its 25th meeting held on 23rd December 2025, Cabinet approved the bulk importation of petrol on a pilot basis. The project aims to reduce average cost per unit, provide better financial terms, improve risk management and enhance operational efficiency. Engineer Zulu notes that the initiative could allow the government to move from monthly fuel price reviews to quarterly ones, potentially bringing more stability to the energy sector.
There's been a policy shift, of course. The policy shift is the open access policy, which Zambia didn't have. So now that entails to say there are more players within the energy market, or more OMCs that can operate within Tazama pipeline, of course. The policy shift in itself, like the open access policy, is a big leeway at the end of the day. So you have to really, really consider it about that. This might not be a game changer, provided government also plays necessitates for an enabling environment for all players. But if the government does not take up that step, this will also be catastrophic.
We take a break.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of sophisticated customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 0765-194796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is on his way to Florida, where he will meet U.S. President Donald Trump to discuss the latest proposal to end the war with Russia. Sunday's meeting is expected to focus on a U.S. brokered 20-point peace plan, as well as separate proposals for security guarantees. Before that, Zelensky will make a stopover in Canada to meet Prime Minister Mark Carney and also had a call with some key allies. It comes after the Ukrainian capital Kyiv was hit by a fresh wave of Russian missiles and drones overnight, killing one person and injuring 28 others, according to the State Emergency Service. For more on this and other international stories, we monitored the BBC.
The United Nations says it hopes a ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia will pave the way for a lasting peace. The truce and their deadly border conflict was agreed pending more talks in China. If it holds, almost a million displaced people will soon be able to return home. Ukrainian officials say Russian drone and missile attacks on Kyiv and its surrounding region have killed at least one person and injured dozens more. Neighbouring Poland scrambled fighter jets along the border in response to the Russian strikes. The Somalian president has held emergency talks with East African leaders a day after Israel became the first country in the world to recognise the breakaway region of Somaliland as an independent state. The African Union has said it rejects Israel's move. Saudi Arabia's defense minister has warned the main separatist movement in southern Yemen to withdraw from territory it's recently captured. Tensions have been rising.